You are listening to a Pod Studio One Podcast Network podcast. Find more great podcasts at www.podstudioone.com.
Hey everyone, Ali here with Nashville Canine University, answering our weekly podcast question. This question is from Caitlin out of Memphis, and Caitlin has purchased herself a German Shepherd dog, as some of you that own them also probably wanted. She wants protection training in her dog. Now, there's a lot that goes into protection training into really any dog. The perception is, well, if I purchase this breed that is known for protectiveness, aggression, or defense, that it will defend me when push comes to shove. And the answer to that is it's simply not true. See, there are two facets of German Shepherds out there. There's the show line, which is what you see on TV with the Westminster Trials or Eukanuba. And then you have the working line, which is what you see on police dogs, search and rescue, seeing eye dogs, and so on like that. It's important when you're purchasing a dog like this that you, if you want it for protection purposes, you go and seek out a breeder that is training strictly for work, not for show, because the show dogs have a lot of those genetics bred out of them so that they are much better looking dogs, and they will could potentially still protect you with some training, but the likelihood or probability of them protecting you will not be as great as a dog strictly bred for working. Now, the working dogs, the challenge to them is that they are full throttle, go, go, go all the time. And so the typical dog owner doesn't have the energy to match that level of dog. So for example, we'll take the German Shepherd. It was originally created to herd livestock for 8 to 10 hours a day, all 7 days a week with the utmost intensity, agility, stamina, and athleticism. And we take them and we make them a pet, which means mom and dad have the dog at home, they go to work all day, they come home, they're tired, they don't want to fool with the dog, and then this German Shepherd is showing them an undesirable behavior. It's basically like a tea kettle that begins to boil because they don't have any way of displacing both that energy and that mental stamina, mental stimulation. And so if we don't give this dog that was originally bred to herd livestock for 8 to 10 hours a day, all 7 days a week, then we start seeing some undesirable behaviors. If you can, find yourself a local trainer and train your dog for protection, and they're willing to do that for you or with you. The process takes anywhere from 1 to 2 years, if not longer, depending on the level of protection that you're seeking. That's why most of these personal protection dogs carry around a $35,000 and higher price ticket. And most people don't want to spend that amount of money. They are comfortable with the $1,000 to $3,000 range. So before you go out and look at a working German Shepherd, just know that they're programmed genetically to go, 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 go. And if you can't keep up with that rhythm, then you're going to have an impasse with your dog and create a lot of frustration. But if you want a dog that is there truly to protect you, if you take that genetic bloodline of the working and you complement it through training, working with a trainer, you can get that desired outcome. Or if you just want the simple solution, you can always call us at Nashville Canine. We'll be happy to sell you a dog as well. So keep that in mind moving forward as you select your breeds. There are two kinds out there. There's the show, there's the work. If you want a working dog that is going to prove to protect you at home and you can complement that with the training, then I would seek out those breeders that only tout working dogs, no show lines. Thanks again for that question. If you guys have any questions, we are here to answer them weekly. You can email us at questions@NashvilleCanineUniversity.com. Look forward to speaking with you guys again next week.